Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. The fallout from the opioids distribution epidemic continues as companies meet their financial obligations. Santa Ana County was among those who participated in the lawsuits. During the last county meeting, it was noted a resolution to participate in the partial settlement of the national prescription opiate lawsuit against several pharmacies and businesses that sold and distributed opioids was necessary. The six defendants in his lawsuit will pay out a combined $97.625 million to resolve the opioid-related litigation. While some of the settlements the country has received were substantial, this settlement is smaller. The county's share of that lawsuit is about $11,600. To be able to receive that money, the county needed to pass a resolution to receive the money, and they did. And Michigan's top law enforcement official says she will continue to challenge utility rate increases as Consumers Energy signals plans for another hike. Attorney General Dana Nessel announced her office will intervene in major cases before the Michigan Public Service Commission. Her statement follows a filing notice from Consumers Energy indicating it intends to seek a new electric rate increase as early as June 2nd. The move comes just 1 week after regulators approved a $276.6 million increase for the utility, set to take effect May 1st. Since 2020, approved rate adjustments for Consumers Energy have totaled close to $800 million in added annual revenue. Details of the upcoming request have not yet been released, but a previous proposal from the company sought more than $400 million in additional charges, along with a surcharge that could have pushed residential bills up by double digits. Nessel criticized the timing of the new filing, saying customers are facing repeated increases without the ability to choose their energy provider. She also called on state lawmakers to consider broader reforms to the utility rate-setting system. Meanwhile, several other rate cases remain pending before regulators, including natural gas requests from Consumers Energy and DTE Energy, as well as filings from additional providers across the state. Consumer Energy supplies electricity to about 1.9 million Michigan customers, and natural gas to roughly 1.8 million customers. And mosquito control operations are getting underway across mid-Michigan, with aerial treatment starting this week in Bay County and Saginaw County. Officials say low-flying aircraft will begin spreading larvicide over flood-prone wooded areas in Bay County and in Saginaw County. The treatments are expected to continue for about a week to 10 days, depending on weather conditions like wind, rain, and temperature. The goal is to target mosquito larvae early in the season when populations begin to surge due to spring flooding. Crews will operate daily from early morning through the evening out of regional airports in Bay City and Buena Vista Township. Residents are encouraged to take additional precautions at home by eliminating standing water where mosquitoes can breed. That includes emptying containers like bird baths, clearing clogged gutters, and properly disposing of old tires. Officials say combining aerial treatment with public awareness is the most effective way to limit mosquito populations heading into the summer months. When we come back after this Morel Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and our obituaries.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morel Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morel. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our national news, severe weather forces state closures in Hawaii. Governor Josh Green has ordered the closure of state offices and schools across Oahu today as severe weather impacts the Hawaiian Islands. The National Weather Service issued warnings for heavy rain and damaging winds reaching up to 60 miles per hour. These conditions follow a series of storms that have already saturated the ground, increasing the risk of flash flooding and landslides in mountainous regions. Emergency response teams have been pre-positioned to handle potential power outages and road obstructions. Residents are being urged to avoid non-essential travel and to stay updated via local emergency alerts. While the legislative session continues under a strict schedule, most public facilities remain shuttered until the storm system moves past the archipelago. And in our international news, Indonesia reports strong Q1 economic growth. The Indonesian government announced today that its economy grew by 5.5% in the first quarter of 2026. This growth exceeds initial forecasts despite a challenging global economic environment and ongoing conflicts in the Middle East. Officials attributed the success to resilient domestic demand and a surge in commodity exports to neighboring Asian nations. The coordinating minister for economic affairs stated that the country is on track to meet its annual growth targets. However, he also warned that inflationary pressures and global supply chain disruptions remain uncertain. To sustain this momentum, Indonesia is planning further investments in its digital infrastructure and renewable energy sectors.
We have no obituaries to report at this time.
For the complete news stories, obituaries, and weather, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment.